With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Charlotte, North Carolina, next on the Trump administration's list for heightened immigration enforcement. Lisa Dwyer explains.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says that federal officials plan to deploy U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents as early as this weekend. President Donald Trump has defended sending federal agents and the military into Democratic-run cities to combat crime and enforce his administration's deportation policies. Trump has also used this summer's fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a light rail train in Charlotte as proof that Democratic-led cities fail to protect their residents from violent crime. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oklahoma authorities say a leaking tanker truck spewed hazardous gas in a hotel parking lot, forcing hundreds of residents to evacuate and hospitalizing several people. Investigation is underway. Republicans are telling voters not to forget about the recent government shutdown. Here's Greg Clugston.
As he signed a funding bill to reopen the government, President Trump blamed Democrats for the shutdown and suggested voters shouldn't reward the party during next year's midterm elections. He said, "Don't forget what they've done to our country." On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson also expressed his displeasure, saying Democrats knew the shutdown would cause pain, and they did it anyway. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major League Baseball announcing the MVP winners for this past season. In the National League, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani capturing his fourth MVP award in a unanimous vote. Over in the American League, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge has taken the honor for a third time. He edged out Seattle's Cal Raleigh by a vote of 17-13. This is SRN News. Well, one of America's leading pastors is going to the scene of Charlie Kirk's assassination.
On Sunday, Greg Laurie will hold one of his Harvest Crusades at Utah Valley University, where a gunman murdered Kirk in September. Laurie, who leads the giant Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, says local pastors in Utah asked him to stage the event. Laurie tells the Christian Post, quote, "Normally we plan events at least a year in advance, but there is an urgency, and we believe the message of the gospel is the answer." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia transportation security officer accused the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on real women. Now, the Transportation Security Administration enacted that policy in February to comply with the president's executive order declaring only two sexes, male and female. SRN News. Well, Americans will be allowed to contribute more money to their 401k and similar retirement saving plans next year. Bob Agnew explains what you can do.
The IRS says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise to $24,500. That's up from $23,500 this year. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits for IRAs to $7,500. Those changes aim to help retirement savers set aside more income, especially older workers who started saving later in life. Bob Agnew reporting.
Blue Origin launching its huge New Glenn rocket with a pair of NASA spacecraft destined for Mars. Thursday, successful liftoff from Florida. It's only the second flight of the rocket that Jeff Bezos' company and NASA are counting on to get people to the moon and beyond. More details, srnnews.com.